I did try and put seeds into the dirt, but it wasn't deep enough. It wasn't completely covered by the dark. So the plant started to bud a little bit, and it came out, and I was like, oh, how cute. It's a little thing, and then it died. So there's an importance about that seed being placed deep, 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 deep into the dark place of that dirt and that soil for it to develop, for it to metamorphose into the beautiful plants and flowers and fruits that we eat. Number four, when photos are developed, they have to take the film and develop it in a dark room. If the film is exposed to the light too early, it ruins the film. I know I'm kind of dating myself because young people, I know you guys probably don't know this, but back in the days we had cameras that were on our phone and we would have to wind the camera. And then if you took that film out of the camera too quick and exposed it to the light, you would ruin the whole thing. So you had to quickly put it in the little cartridge that they give you and rush down to the Walgreens or whatever was open at that time and have them develop the pictures. And in that time, that's when they were developing our pictures for us. And what comes out of it but beauty? Beautiful pictures. So God was developing my character through the dark situation I was going through. God was teaching me how to rely on Him and how to use worship as my anchor through this dark time in my life. 1 Peter 4:1-7. It says, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead. Even though you must endure many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. Amen. So I went through the surgery, and the surgery took longer than it should have. I believe it was like over 5.5 hours, you guys. 6 hours. I was knocked out, so I don't know what happened. As I went through that surgery, they removed the cyst. And when they removed that cyst, in the back part of the cyst, they realized it had already developed into cancer. They were able to remove all of it, but in the meantime, they had to remove half of my pancreas and my spleen. The recovery and the pain from that surgery was one of the hardest things I had to go through in my life. But I continue to trust God and use worship as my anchor. You see, when I had lost the weight, I was excited because I had gotten off of insulin. I was able to stop taking all of the diabetes medication. So when they removed half of my pancreas, that meant I had to go back on insulin. That was very hard for me because I felt like, God, I did my part. I did what you asked me to do. Why do I have to go back on this medication? And God just kept saying to me, just trust me. Just trust me. God's still saying to me, just trust me. Amen. In Philippians 4:6-7, it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. The Greek meaning for guard is the term used for as a military guard. We could say that God's peace is guarding our hearts and mind just like a soldier guards the ones entrusted to his care. So if you're worrying, and constantly talking about the issues and what you're going through, and you don't have time to pray like it's telling us to do, what's happening in the meantime? It doesn't allow God to guard our heart. It doesn't allow God to guard our minds. But it clearly says here that his peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds. If we do what? If we pray, that means it requires us to do something. That means it requires us to stop saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. The bills are coming at me right now. The landlord is coming and saying that I need this rent. The doctors are saying this. This is happening right now at my workplace. I don't know what to do. No. Pray. Thank God. Worship. And as you do that, you take your mind off the current situation and put your mind on him, and it allows God, who's our covering, to guard us. Amen? Amen. So another passage that deals with fear and worry is King Jehoshaphat. And I always talk about this, it seems like, when I do preach, but it's one of my favorite scriptures for whatever reason. 2 Chronicles 20, 1 through 24. So this is talking about fear and worry. And after this, the armies of the Moabites, Ammonites, and some of the Mennonites, I don't even know if I said that right, declared war on Jehoshaphat. Messengers came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army from Edom is marching against you from beyond the Dead Sea. They are already at Hazan Tamar. This was another name for En-Gedi. Jehoshaphat was terrified by this news and begged the Lord for guidance. He also ordered everyone in Judah to begin fasting. So people from all the towns of Judah came to Jerusalem to seek the Lord's help. Jehoshaphat stood before the community of Judah and Jerusalem in front of the new courtyard at the temple of the Lord. He prayed, O Lord, God of our ancestors, you alone are God who is in heaven. You are ruler of all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you. O our God, did you not drive out those who lived in this land when your people Israel arrived? And did you not give this land forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? Your people settled here and built this temple in honor of your name. They said, whenever we are faced with any calamity such as war, plague, or famine, we can come to stand in your presence before the temple where your name is honored. This is the first example of how King Jehoshaphat worshiped. When you remind God of what he's done in the past for you, when you remind him of what he's going to do for you, that's praise and worship. Praise and worship doesn't always mean that you're up here singing a song on the piano like Andrea and the team did up here this morning. Praise and worship means that you're reminding God of his goodness, that you're reminding God, you are amazing. Did you not do this, God? Remember, God, when I was little and you took me out of that person's house and you saved me? Remember, God, when you did this for me? Remember, God, when you delivered me from drugs and alcohol? And I do that constantly. I'm constantly thanking God. Why? Because he saved me from so much. He's delivered me from so much. It's always so good to remember what God's done for you. So it says, we can cry out to you to save us, and you will hear us and rescue us. And now, see what the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir are doing. You would not let our sisters invade those nations when Israel left Egypt. So they went around them and did not destroy them. Now, see how they reward us. For they have come to throw us out of your land, which you gave us as an inheritance. He's reminding God of what he's done. Oh, our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against the mighty army that is about to attack us. God wants you to be real with him. God wants you to tell him, you know what, God, I don't know if I'm going to make it right now. God wants you to come to him exactly how you talk, exactly how you are. And he wants you to be like, God, you know what? I can't handle these people right now. I'm about to lose my Jesus on them. Please. He wants you to be real with him. He wants you to come exactly how Jehoshaphat came to him. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for help. As all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives, and children, the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men standing there. His name was Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, son of Benaniah, son of Jeel, son of Maaniah, a Levite who was a descendant of Asaph. He said, listen, all you people, that was a lot of sons. Listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march out against them. You will find them coming up through the ascent of Ziz at the end of the valley that opens into the wilderness of Jerul. But you will not even need to fight. Take your positions, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you. What I want you guys to realize is never in that word that was given did it say for Jehoshaphat to worship. Remember that. Then King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground. He worshiped again. And all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites from the clans of Kohath and Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. And at that very moment, they began to sing and give praise to the Lord. Third time they worshiped, causing the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. The armies of Moab, Anna, can you imagine that? The armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. After they had destroyed the army of Seir, they began attacking each other. So when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point in the wilderness, all they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground as far as they could see. Not a single one of the enemies had escaped. Praise God. What I want you guys to realize in that passage that I just read is that they not only worshiped God one time, not two times, they worshiped him three times. It was a lifestyle of worship, and they did it scared. They did what God told them to do scared. They pressed forward and marched toward the army or the enemy scared, but they worshiped. God doesn't want you to be fake. He wants you to be real when you come to him. He wants you to be exactly how you are and come to him and tell him, God, I am scared. I don't know what to do, but I need you and I worship you and I trust you. Drea, can you come up to the piano, please? God wants us to worship him exactly how we are and where we're at. It says in his word, come just as you are. It doesn't say to clean yourself up first, and I say this often, I know, when I get ready to lead praise and worship, but God truly means that. He wants you to come exactly how you are. And he's here for you. And he'll accept you. We can come to God like this, hurting and broken, no matter what. We can still come. We can still come because, and we must remember, God isn't afraid of the dark. Jesus has been there before. On the darkest of days, from a hill called the Skull, after he had cried forsaken, after he said it's finished, after they locked the stony seal over the gloomiest grave, Jesus went there. And he went there for you, and he went there for me. He swallowed the real darkness so that as abandoned as his people might feel and as alienated as their worlds might seem, he never lets them go there alone. He walks that road with us. He prays those prayers with us. He fills us with his spirit and lifts our burdened souls by his grace, by his cross and victory, because he looked death in the eyes and came back to life 3 days later. Jesus holds us when it hurts. God is leading us to worship in the dark. Because of what I went through, you know, there's many names to God. You know, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I got to know God as Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. And God wants you to know him and know his different names. He's desiring a relationship with you. He's desiring a more personal thing, not just church. God's desiring a personal one-on-one with you so he can show you who he is. I've experienced God as Jehovah Jireh. That's why I know that name, because there's been times where we had nothing. After my husband had gone through multiple amputations of his foot and wasn't able to work, we had nothing. And my Jehovah Jireh provided for us. We don't know how he did it. All we know is that we're sitting there one day, and I think he went to his mom's house, and she had bought us groceries when we needed groceries in the house for the boys. We had nothing. His sister went out and bought us groceries. God provided. God wants you to know him in a new way. He wants you to worship him and come before him exactly how you are, vulnerable, and saying, God, I need you. Dre is about to sing a song right now that Holy Spirit gave me after I learned God as Jehovah Rapha, as my healer. And before we do anything else, I just want us to make the place that you're at your altar. We'll have time for prayer at the end. But just listen to these words. Listen to the promises of what God's done in your life. And let this sink in right now. Go ahead, Drea.
You're my strength, my provider.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can stand to your feet with me right now. If I can have the prayer warriors come up to the front. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for this day today. God, we thank you for the word that you were able to speak and use me as your vessel. Lord, I thank you that it'll change hearts and minds, Father. Thank you, Jesus. If I can get every head bowed and eyes closed right now. No one looking around the room, please. This morning, I talked about a Jesus that died on the cross. And like I said in the end, he rose again on the third day. That Jesus is here. He's present this morning. And if you don't have a relationship with him, I want to challenge you to open your heart to him, because I promise you, he'll give you what it is that you're looking for. So if that's you this morning and you say, you know what, I'm tired of doing things the same way. I'm tired of going down the same path. I'm tired of looking at the same situation that's not changing. I need to try something different. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. You can drive yourself insane doing that, trying to do the same thing. Well, God is saying, try something different. Why don't you try me this morning? So if that's you this morning, I just want you to slip up your hands and say, you know what, that's me. I need something different, and I want to change. Amen. I see your hands. I see your hands. If that's you this morning, I want you to step out of your seats and go see Victoria in the back. And she's going to lead you into a salvation prayer this morning. That's going to change your life. And I promise you, you're not going to be the same. And the second part of this is for those who need a change in their life, for those who need a healing, whether it be a physical or an emotional healing this morning. For those who need him this morning, it doesn't matter what it is that you need from him, whether it be healing or deliverance or restoration or just a touch from him this morning, I challenge you to step out of your seat. Drea's going to sing this song again and come forward and receive prayer from one of the prayer warriors that are up here. Amen. And for the rest of you, you're dismissed from this morning's service. But please keep it quiet in honor of those who are receiving prayer this morning. Amen. 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 Let's continue worshiping him.